Welcome everybody to number 1361. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Daliv Bemer Baron Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerafur Shlemer Rafal Yeshua Ben Sian Ben Zisel Necha. Getting back to Amalacha Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, so of course we're going through the various different halachas of Ma'abed Ba'eichlin. We said quite a number of times it doesn't apply Min HaTorah, but Midrabban, and there's various different halachas in salting food because of the fact that it's very similar to pickling. So if we could show you that it's not so similar to pickling the way it's done, so then that would be fine, as we've been, of course, going through the various different examples brought down at the Paiskim. Obviously, we have to do it in conjunction with how it's stated in the Shulchan Aruch and the various different Paiskim. Okay, so just to get back to the Sefer Oitzer Halachas, in our Simen Shin Chof Aleph Ois Yud, again, sort of summing up what we spoke about, and putting a few more odds and ends here and there, he says like this, again, in Ois Yud, Mutal Limloyach Be'ah, we said that as far as a, Mutal Limloyach, I'm sorry, Be'ah, an egg, you want to salt an egg, Ubosar Mavushal, a cooked egg, cooked meat, for example, or he says V'dag Mavushal, or cooked fish, so that would be fine. But we'll get back to that in a minute. But this basa we spoke about last time also, basa v'dagim chayin, if it's raw, we're not getting into the muksa part. Let's say for whatever reason somebody has raw meat. There's whole problems of muksa with all these things, raw meat, raw fish, whatever. But raw meat, raw fish, you can't salt. Also that you can't salt. That's not even a question. Basa v'dagim chayin is also l'mlech. So for whatever reason somebody puts salt on it, case in time, besides the question of muksa, which we're not going to talk about right now, but put just plain putting salt on it, even if somebody's not moving it or whatever, the raw fish, raw meat, that can't be done. Okay. Of course, you can't do it. It's very, obviously, you can do a pickling process on it, and these things are done for pickling processes. But once it's cooked, right, I have a cooked egg. Many people like, especially to dip in an egg into salt, to put a little salt on an egg, on a cooked egg, hard-boiled egg or something like that. So that would be fine. Okay, so now he just explains in Islam from the Shulchan Aruch, which is where we quoted it last time, but Talmud of it, but he brings further from the Levush and Magid Avram, whatever the case is, but he says, "Mepnesha ein derech la'asayse mehem kavashim." It's not the derech. Again, we're back to the same thing, the same story, that it's not the derech, it's not the regular way of a pickling process, when it's, a cooked egg, or whatever the case is. V'alkei lo'y niru kakayvesh, v'ayin sham tam acher de'ein ha'melech moyo lehem kolkach. And also, it's not going to help. You know, well, I'll put some salt for a pickling process on an egg. It's not going to help. These things won't help. But be it as it may, bottom line is it doesn't look like pickling, and there's a lot to be done. So I want to put a little bit of salt on my on my meat or on my fish. Again, in conjunction with what we spoke about last time, you have to be careful. It's not going to be hot. Once if it's hot, then you're running into questions of bishul cooking, depending on where it's whole, where it is. In other words, kli rishen, kli sheni. Okay, but we're not going to go through all that right now. But let's say just regular hard boiled egg, cooked fish, cooked chicken, or whatever the case is, and it's below yad saledus, but it's not a hot thing, whatever the case is, or room temperature. So then, for sure, putting salt on those items would be fine. If it's hot, you have to go in conjunction with the halachas of bishul cooking, depending on the type of salt, depending on how hot and what kli it's in, and kli rishon, kli sheni, kli shlishi, and so on. Okay. Okay, we spoke about last time also potatoes. Somebody has potatoes, right? They want to put a little salt in their potatoes. Again, the same in conjunction with the cooking, let's say room temperature, whatever the case is, or below yatzaled, but in conjunction with the halachas of cooking. So same thing we said over there, regular cooked potatoes, right? Kartoffel, as they call it in Yiddish, so that would also be fine. We spoke about that. He brings it down from the Sefer Chut HaShani. Now, we spoke about also tomatoes. We said when they're cut, we brought from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, brought down in the Lamites Malach, it's cut tomatoes, pieces of tomatoes, we said, was fine, but he actually brings on the bottom, so that he brings from the safe, right? I have tomatoes on my plate, so we're not talking about one now. If it's one and I dip in even by a radish or a cucumber, items which you're not allowed to salt on a plate, onions, radishes, cucumbers, these type of things which we spoke about, that you can't salt on a plate. But if I dip in and eat, we said it was fine. But if you have tomatoes, cut tomatoes, so even on a plate, we spoke about that was okay. But he brings on the bottom that the taka machleik is mashma, the chashen shlev. So according to the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, when it's whole tomatoes, let's say like these little baby tomatoes or even a large tomato, whatever, that you can't do. came in the derech lekarv shem shlemis, but he does bring v'kach kasev sefer shulchan shlema sefer Shabbos b'Shabbat. So he brings from Shas Teshuvas Nishmas Shabbos shenoyte lahokol b'chol inyan. Sefer Nishmas Shabbos wants to be mekel. Even with whole tomatoes. He brings again from the Az Nidberu, Asa B'cholinian, that you shouldn't even do it when it's cut. Okay, but be it as it may. Okay, so Lemaisi says, he brings down this basically three shitas. The one we spoke about, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, when it's cut up, and the Sefer Lama Tes Melacha said that will be fine. Sefer Az Nidberu says not to do it at all. But Sefer Nishma Shabbos says need be somebody even the whole tomato. So, bottom line is, what do you do with tomatoes? Preferably, to go and say, well, we have to be so machmir not to salt at all, even when it's sliced up. That's hard to say, that especially we're dealing with the whole thing's a suffix rabbanan over here. But be it as it may, the one should be careful, if possible, not to salt whole tomatoes. When you have a few on a plate. If one and dip in, that's always okay. That's not a problem. That's not the issue over here. We're dealing with a plate of tomatoes. And that's what the Sefer Nishma Shabbos brings out. I have a plate of tomatoes. Could I salt it? So at least that much. You try and cut it, cut pieces like this. You have quite a number of poskim to rely on if one wants to salt tomatoes on a plate. Again, dipping in one at a time. You could do a whole. That's fine. He brings down also avocado. He brings from the Chut HaShani, specially cut up. L'chayru would be cut. Nobody goes and salts a whole avocado anyways. That's not something that's done. You have to cut. You can't eat the avocado. It has to be cut. So if you have pieces of avocado, whatever. So putting salt, again, same thing. You're salting, you're eating it right away. So it brings that lemaisa. There's no other way to eat it. So it cut up. L'chayru brings that down. Also, Sefer Chut HaShani would be fine. Sliced tomatoes, cut up avocado. But again, we want to keep in mind, in all these cases, he brings avalim loyach kedei la'anich l'sudacheres also, but not to do it for a different meal. You're doing it to eat right away. For right now, I'm going to sit down to eat. I'm putting a little salt on my plate of tomatoes, avocado, whatever. So, and they're cut up, would be fine. Again, but you can't do this with radishes, cucumbers, and the other type of vegetables, which is the derech, the regular derech, to salt. That we said you can't do. It's only dipping in. But these tomatoes, avocados, cut up, so that's fine as long as you're eating it. You know, I do it for the upcoming meal. Okay, I mean, Lemaisa, the Mishabura does bring down in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph. If for whatever reason the person got stuck and they have to salt it, as long as it's for the same Shabbos, but it's not going to be eaten right away. These things which we're talking about, just to read the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah over there, how he says it, that the Hadamatirin Le'el by Bebeitza, I'm sorry, Bebeitza Lamalcha, that which we said you could salt certain things, like we said, the eggs, cooked eggs, Hainal Tzorcha Isasuda, for the upcoming meal. Av Lamoylach, I'm sorry, habasa beitza kedei la'achar, to put it for later, so that we don't do. But he does bring the mice. He does bring, in other words, anything that we say you could salt right on the plate. We're talking about now the pieces on the plate that we talk about, pieces of tomatoes, the avocado, and cooked meat, cooked fish, and cooked whatever it is, cooked eggs, and these type of the cooked eggs. So he said, but he does bring the magrav ram, the taz, that the filo daiti lachav yoymai, as long as you're going to eat it for that Shabbos, right? Imul aserach acheres yesh lizor b'zeh, for a different meal, don't do it. But he does say, but he does bring an elio rabba. The bottom line is brings an elio rabba. Misad that the ein lesser rak im b'daiti lani. Just don't do it for after Shabbos, but if need be, a person does it for that Shabbos, even though it's not going to be right away, there's what to rely on. Okay, so that's how the Sefer Yisrael Halachas ends off. If there's a specific specific reason, whatever the case is, in other words, a person for whatever reason can't do it right before they eat. They have to salt it now. These whatever the cooked meat, the cooked whatever the case is, the cooked eggs or the slices of tomatoes or the slices of avocados. So I have to salt it now, and I my meal is in 2 hours, right? And there's a sea, but there's a case. Is it tzorech? Let's put it like that. And they can't do it later. So then there is what to rely on. He does bring down. He brings from Taz, an ois lamed zayin on the bottom from the Taze Shulchan Aruch Rav, the yesh list mechal ze im sorich lekach, if there's a tzorich. And again, he brings from the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, which is we've been reading mekal le'eis ha-tzorich. Again, the same thing, if there's a tzorich, if there's a need. But just sound like this, even cases where you're allowed to salt, which we've been talking about, again, not the one piece dip in, that you have to eat right away. That's more stringent when it comes to cucumbers and radishes and these things. But when dealing with the pieces that you could, like sliced tomatoes, avocado, whatever is cooked, potatoes or cooked meat, or cooked fish, and then again, not in conjunction with the halachas of bishul, it's room temperature, whatever the case is, or it's in a case in time where you could do it outside the halachas of bishul. So therefore, then one should do it right before they're going to eat it to put the salt. But need be, there is what to rely on if you have to do it for, let's say, for like an hour or whatever later on, as long as it's for that Shabbos. You can't go doing it for after Shabbos, which we've mentioned quite a number of times. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch Kol Tov.